I was paid to put on a killer show.
Wow. All right. Welcome, everybody. Good evening. It is Thursday, May 20th, 2021, and we are doing yet another edition of The Very Interesting Show. Welcome, everybody. And I'd like to start off by saying that not only am I doing a terrible job at something, but you guys are also equally doing a terrible job at something, which is
good.
Enforcing the swear jar on me. Now, one of the things that I unfortunately am forced into doing, now I know you guys really think that I just love hearing this down to my own voice, all that, like a whole lot, but
yeah,
I know you guys think that, but the thing is, I've had a lot of trouble this week, like editing shows and having to go back and edit them and post them, because now I have to listen to my voice four fucking times a week. There's one right there.
I mean, you're not also not giving us really that much time to enforce it with you.
Well, the thing is, what'll happen is that I'll let one slip, and everybody else will let it slip through the cracks too. And I've, in the span of listening to the last show, I think we all missed like maybe $10 worth of swears. But here's the thing: only the ones that I'm called out on are going to count. And I know that you guys think that I just love listening to myself a whole lot, but I'm having some huge issues. There are points during the week where I'll be doing some work, I'll be trying to edit shows, or I'll be trying to make clips for Best Of, and I just have to stop because I'm like, God damn, I cannot sit here and listen to myself for this long.
That means
I just
you're not
can't
self-absorbed.
Do it.
It's good. It's
well,
a good thing.
Look, I'm just trying to dispel that. To dispel that myth just a little bit. Look, I'm not saying
that
it's...
Oh, so you're trying to be self-absorbed?
No, of course. No, yeah. I'm trying to dispel the myth that I am, because clearly I know that that's what everybody thinks that my opinion is, but I'm having a hard time doing it right now. I don't know. So I'm gonna need some help on making sure that we keep the swear jar packed intact, because look, it's... We're missing out on money here. The show is missing out on money here.
I mean, is it really, though, if it's your own money that you're going to be putting into the show
yeah,
anyway?
Yeah, but that means that everybody listening is missing out on the good stuff. Now, I don't know exactly what we're going to do with the swear jar yet. We're still taking ideas on that, by the way, which you can leave a comment on any of the YouTube videos, at Simulation Radio, on every social media that has ever existed in the known universe, even TikTok now. I'm just saying, I got one as a placeholder, just in case anybody wants to take the name. No, I know TikTok is stupid, but I'm taking the name.
You think everything
does a GD,
is stupid?
Shut up.
That is true.
Does a GD does a goddamn, does that count as a swear?
Yes.
No, there is no God, so that's fine.
All right, that's fair.
Other people would definitely find that very offensive and a swear word.
Okay, actually, to be fair, you can say goddamn on the radio. So I don't think that's going to count.
Doesn't
I don't
count.
Know.
We're
no,
going,
that's fair.
We're
going to network standard rules.
That's fair.
All right.
Standards
well,
and practices.
It's a lowercase g.
You know, I see you, FCC. We will play by your rules. At least I'll play by your rules and pay money to you. I know
you'll
that
emulate
you,
the rules. You
yeah,
won't play by them.
Look, I know that for an infraction, they charge way more than I'm getting charged here. Like, I think the FCC, you add a couple more zeros onto that one, and that's what you get as a charge for an FCC violation. But maybe that's just
Are these our FCC violations?
Yeah,
those
are
his FCC.
Your FCC.
Yeah, these are my personal FCC violations on a domain that is not regulated by the FCC. But we're just going to continue to run with it and see how it works out. So we're still taking suggestions, by the way, as to what you guys out there want to see purchased with the swear jar. I think we're up to a fair amount of money now. Now, I'm not putting in the $10 that we missed from last week. I think it's like 8 or 9 specifically, but not putting those in. I'm sorry. You guys are losing out on that one. I'm sure I will make up for it in due time, but
certainly we'll do it with this show.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I know. In fact, I'm sure I'm even going to be coaxed into doing it, too, because that's
oh, we
that's
poke
fine.
Buttons. It's fine.
Oh, yeah, I know. Nah, it's fine. But Let me know what you have as for your ideas. Leave a comment in some of the YouTube videos. We will actually get to more of your YouTube comments.
Wait, no, less dick pics.
No, more is accurate.
No, less, because the market is already saturated. I'm trying to make money off of
it. That's true. Yeah.
There are a lot of penises.
There are a lot of them.
You guys got to cut back on that. Just don't resist. You got to resist the urge to show off your shit.
Or at least make them big.
Or just unsolicited.
Every man gets one picture. Just one.
You get a
mulligan? It's the free model.
Every man gets one. So those guys that take multiple dick pics, you pump the brakes.
Here's the thing. One is not just good enough. You've got to get it from all angles. You've got to get under it. You've got to get the balls a little bit too.
If I wave mine, technically, just I can give it to Justin. So
that's
Justin
true, yeah.
Two. So mm-hmm. I get it, yeah.
That's exactly how it works.
Okay.
So make sure that you're leaving your swear jar suggestions for what you want to buy at Simulation Radio on everything. So, Justin, how are you doing?
Oh, you know, I'm here.
You're here. Honestly, that sounds about what it is for me, too. We are really pushing through today. Gene, how are you doing?
I've been up since 6 o'clock this morning. It's the first time in a while I've been up that early.
Me, too. Speaking of which, this was actually my final day of being awake at 6 o'clock in the morning.
You mean at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Yeah, at 4 o'clock in the morning. No, look, if I'm awake at 4 o'clock in the morning, that means technically, by extension, I'm also awake at 6 o'clock in the morning.
I'm not trying to one-up you, though. And be falling asleep at work and just not telling anybody.
Well, I mean, you just don't sleep. You can power through it.
Yeah, what I do is I stand up and I like kind of nod off here and there while I'm standing up throughout the day. Mm-hmm. So... my last day at Walmart was today. It was honestly, and I gotta say, especially since I've got like solid things going on in the future, what I'm probably gonna do is I'm gonna take a couple weeks off because I don't think I'm gonna start the next job until mid-June from what it's looking like, the holding pattern that I'm in. But I'm really looking forward to having peace of mind over the next couple weeks and taking a few weeks off, focusing more on the show things. And I gotta say, That final clock out was one of the probably top five greatest feelings like ever in life.
That's good,
so man. Far. Yeah. So it was I keep saying we, and I'm probably gonna do this for a little while. You know how you kind of form that bond with your workplace, and whenever you whenever they pop up in the news, you refer to you and them as we. And you guys are an entity now.
You still do that with the post office.
I know. It's been two effing years, and I'm still saying we for the post office. So I think it's gonna go away. It is an American thing because somehow
Well, we just have naturally corporate mentality.
Yeah, they want you to tie your identity to corporatism. Yeah.
But it just kind of happens.
It does.
You know, and I think it's more because of the amount of time you spend at work. You work 8 hours a day, 5 days a week.
Yeah, it's where most of your mental energy is spent. So it's what you identify with the most. Yeah,
remember,
exactly.
We don't have paid vacations or anything like that. So.
What is that?
Well, I do.
I have PTO that I accrue over time, but
there you go.
Equates to about, I think at this point it's about 3 weeks a year.
That's not
21 days.
Roll over.
For me, it does. If nice. I move up and if I move up to assistant manager or manager now, it's use or lose it.
Fuck
which
that.
Is unfortunate, but
take the position.
Take the position.
Abuse the dogs.
No, don't do that.
Love the terrible. Dogs, but don't love them too much because that's inappropriate as well.
Because you have to give them back eventually.
Yeah, and according to whom, for human blood,
they do. They'll eventually develop a taste.
Enough training that anything is possible.
Well, there was a guy that I've read about this. A guy killed his mother in Spain and then ate her with the dog.
Really?
Yeah, he was eating her, but he fed pieces of her to the dog.
Did the dog like it?
But I mean,
of course, it's
no.
Meat.
I mean. I don't
about as much now. As a dog could like a human, maybe.
It could have been starved and then, like...
But I don't know now.
Force-fed it. And yeah. Like, it's just so hungry that it eats it anyway.
But does the dog have a taste for people now?
Not necessarily. If it's just the one time, it takes time for that. Like with rodents that get a taste for blood versus what their normal diet is.
What is a rodent's normal diet?
Like seeds and garbage.
I wonder that too, actually.
Is it just garbage?
Yeah.
Just plastic and metal.
No. Like if they're out in the wild, like you got to think about like different types of rodents.
You got hamsters, you got squirrels, you got chipmunks. You remember pizza rat?
Yeah.
Or the bagel rat?
Yes.
Bagel rat.
Yes. Well, that's the thing.
Bagel rat.
Again, an acquired taste. Over time, they figured out that that's something that they can survive off of.
I would love
so
to
they go for
rat.
it.
and give him a bagel from somewhere else that's not New York and see if he'll eat it.
A New Jersey bagel. That'd see be funny. New York bagel.
God, did you hear that story a couple months ago of that guy that was flying from New York that tried to like bag In-N-Out and put it in his luggage and then he got caught for it? Or he dropped like, or he was going to New York from, yeah, I think, California, and he was trying to bring In-N-Out with him as a souvenir. And one of the In-N-Out burgers didn't make it, and some New Yorker like came across it. They encountered it randomly on the street, and they had to sit there and like look at it for a moment and go, "Is this the mystical mystical In-N-Out burger? What is happening here?"
And it was in like perfect condition.
It was still kind of warm, I think.
Yeah.
And they were, how the fuck did this happen? But then the girl explained the whole thing. Yeah. She bought the burger in California, but had it disassembled.
Yeah.
So when she assembled it to take it to work.
Bought it disassembled. Yeah. Like they put it individually wrapped everything. Yeah.
That's probably how you're gonna do it.
The lettuce and stuff wouldn't get soggy. Yeah. That's smart.
But then you fucking dropped it.
She left it. She left it sitting.
Dropped it on the street.
Uh-huh. That's a shame. I don't think they're missing out on much. Look, I've never tried an In-N-Out burger.
It's
good.
It's all right.
Better or worse than Five Guys?
It's not comparable.
That's what I've heard too. I would say it's more like a Shake Shack. If you want to,
Shake Shack, like Steak and Shake.
No, it's not like Steak and Shake. Steak and Shake is a little too chain.
A little better.
I'd say it's maybe more In-N-Out is
a big chain too.
I say In-N-Out and Shake Shack would be the same.
But In-N-Out, it is. I don't think it's as big of a chain as Steak and Shake.
Yeah, sure it is.
Steak and Shake takes up the entire East Coast.
Yeah,
there's In-N-Out is like only located in specific regions.
Well, I think there's In-N-Out in Texas now. In-N-Out's the West Coast.
It's making its way across. Like,
they better calm down. Oh, it definitely is. Infringe on Whataburger because they have.
Oh, that battle's already happened.
I don't know about that.
Whataburger. There's too many loyal Texans. Yeah, Whataburger's not going anywhere.
It was in an episode of King of the Hill. It's never going away.
I got to give Whataburger another chance. I think I've told this story on the show before.
You got to go to Texas and have Whataburger. It's different. It hits different in Texas.
Yeah, you're right. Because the only Whataburger that I've had before, and I think I've told this story on the show, was in Tallahassee when I was going to Florida State. I think I told the story about how I went there to get the... I don't remember what it was. It was something that a commercial got to me, and it subliminal psyop messaged me, and I had to go to Whataburger. And I went with my dad, and it was terrible. But
you got to get the one in Texas. It tastes like the Alamo.
Yep.
Somehow, despite the fact that...
dusty and everything.
It's the most interesting thing to me, actually. The fact that these companies can have like standard operating procedures on how to do their stuff, and yet somehow the quality is just significantly different in between regions of where the company is.
It has to do with where the produce and the meat comes from.
Partly, and it also has to do with the quality of employee and the location. If it's a slower location, they can spend a little bit more time focusing on quality. Presentation is going to look a lot better.
I think the
versus
last thing
if you're in a high volume area, it's quantity over quality at that point.
I think the one thing people overlook a lot, the water.
The water.
Water's different.
Water affects that tremendously. Yeah.
The water's different.
And finally, Gene, how are you doing tonight? You're tired too? Yeah. God, I know. Me too. Mm-hmm. We're all just kind of pushing through today. Johnny Horndog is taking the night off. Seems like he had some plans tonight. I don't know exactly what's going to happen. Honestly, I think that there could be a significant possibility that he pulls a Gene and just floats his way in here at some point during the show. But we'll figure it out as time goes on. The unfortunate part is if he misses it, because we've got a competition coming up later to determine who will get the grand part in our robot theater tonight. So we will have, we'll be playing
like
a game
it's
later.
Not going to be that guy.
We'll be playing a game a little later on in our next segment because our AI script reading tonight, which we're going to name that segment Robot Theater. So Robot Theater at the end of the show, it has one main focal part, and we will have a contest coming up a little bit later on to determine which one of you guys will get to play that part. So yeah, that's going to be some exciting stuff. Gene, I don't know if you were here when I told this story last week about the potential fake interview scam from the Indian company.
Was, yes.
Oh, really? So a little bit of an update on that. I almost didn't even want to talk about it because the resolution was a little bit boring. And the reason that I even pressed on with it was for the potential of having a funny bit here. And you know what? I'm going to take the next 5 minutes and make it a bit, even if it's not funny or has an interesting resolution at all. But okay. We're going to do it anyway to fill time because we're all tired and want to autopilot our way through this fucking show. That's an F word.
Are you channeling your inner self?
Hey.
Not by saying the not by saying fuck, but by
autopiloting through yes. through life. No, not all the time.
It
not
keeps going deeper
know,
with it.
Man.
Like it's just ridiculous.
What?
What?
It's no. hilarious.
It started out autopiloting through show, and then I was like,
then
"You're
autopiloting through life."
Like,
Jesus,
just...
shut up. So last week I told the story about the potential scam interview. Now to give a little bit of a recap, what happened was apparently text message job interviews and like there's a whole new, I don't want to say new industry, but since the last time I was looking for work, there was definitely not the prevalence of like scam job postings and like scam job posting websites and all that good stuff. And yet somehow this time, I think it's because the job market is really good. And so, you know, scam artists, the budding up and coming Nigerian princes out there are really looking for a good time. But what I think is happening is they definitely, well, and by what I think is happening means what definitely happened is, so the check that we talked about last week, the check for $2,000 that they wanted me to buy company equipment with, that they eventually told me to buy it with my own money, which is definitely not happening, by the way. So that was returned fraudulent. And so I send a screenshot of the fact that it was hey, this is a fraudulent check. What do you guys have to say about this? And the Indian guy tells me, we're sorry, because the fact that the check said it was going to clear on the 24th, the company decided that we were going to pull it. But they didn't tell me what else they were going to do after that. And then after that, that's when what John mentioned last week about them needing, you know, more information about employment, like my social security number and all that good stuff. Yeah. I don't know what's going through their head when I send them, hey, look, your fraudulent check was returned fraudulent and it cost me $12 that I'll never get back just to play this game. But
it's fine.
Yeah, pay to play. But I send them that. They send me the reason, and then they're like, please send us your social security number. They just rip the Band-Aid off. Just, hey, do you mind sending us a screenshot of your social security number so that we can enter it into our records?
You should have just sent them
your bank
one
is...
that just said 1, 2, 3.
Oh, that would have been
the
such
generic
a good
one
idea.
From fucking
yes,
like the
Google search.
Or John Doe or John Smith. Or
just Google some random like fake social security number. Use that one.
Oh, yeah.
That's
that would have been a good idea.
Yeah.
You're right. Yeah. Damn, I really, really dropped the ball on that one. Yeah. But I send that to them and they spam call me like 3 times while I'm at work yesterday. Obviously I'm not going to answer that, and eventually I just kind of grew tired of the bit, honestly. I was a little fatigued this week from doing Simulation Radio Live and working all this week, and I've gotten like 3 or 4 hours of sleep a night, and also quitting weed doesn't really help either.
No
it doesn't. I'm really having a hard time sleeping. I feel like I just have zero energy
all
the time
melatonin.
Right now. See, so we were going to try it the other night, but then I don't think we had any, did we? It
no,
wasn't
it's,
here.
It's,
I have melatonin.
I think she's back.
I had a little gummies.
I think she's got some. It was the gummies that she bought before she left. But
I might go buy some more. Period.
Yeah.
But
Walgreens has them.
Yeah, I'm going to try that because I'm trying not to get... Trying not to smoke anymore or get high anymore. And drinking. I'm totally sober now. It's
Go ahead. Sorry.
Nah, actually, you can go
I was
going
to say, with the melatonin,
with
when you go, there's 2 different types. I saw this in a post that someone posted. I can't remember where. I think it was on like Facebook or some shit. Somebody screenshot it, shared it to something else. But anyway, they sell 2 different types. It's the same exact brand, but they have 2 different serving types on there. Says 5 milligrams for one and then 10 milligrams on the other. When you look at the directions on the back, the 5 milligram tells you to take 2.
Yeah, because they're 2.5 each.
No.
Is there...
They're 5 each.
Okay, then you're taking 10.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the one that says 10 milligrams per serving.
Oh, okay, then yeah.
And then per serving.
It's exactly the same.
Yeah, it just marketed
They're just really trying to confuse you.
It's just stupid.
And they're the exact same price. It makes no sense.
It's just fun.
So we did a couple of, we ran a couple of errands before the show tonight. We went to Target today because how we do common house supplies is we've got a pretty good system going on. Now, a lot of people, other people that live together just seem to really not have a good time with this. But we have a pretty good system where we'll go buy common house supplies and then we'll split them amongst all of us. Bam, easy, boom. So we went to Target today, and this was one of the first times that we got to notice the masklessness of the general public. Right now, obviously, we're fresh off the heels of the CDC ruling that vaccinated people do not have to wear masks indoors or wear masks, period, now. And honestly, it's a little bit weird going back to that world, seeing people's faces again.
Do you realize how ugly people are?
I know, right? God, I know.
how much this ugly. Covers up, like, oh, that person's got to be beautiful. Those eyes are awesome.
Hell no.
Nah, bruh.
I will say it is a display. It does push out shallowness. You start to realize how shallow you are.
Yes. I think everybody's starting to have that realization too. I kind of liked wearing masks, and I might still wear them for a little while just because it hides my fat fucking face.
There's handsome, another one. So I didn't like it.
That makes sense.
I'm just kidding. No, I still have to wear masks. Nothing changed for me because I still have to wear it at work.
They only just, I mean, I guess it just changed too for the state, I assume, yeah?
Yeah, I think you'll probably have to wear a mask for a little while longer.
Because we follow federal guidelines.
Mm-hmm. Right, so I mean, it makes sense.
Make a difference.
So we went to Target today, and it was really striking noticing the people that didn't have masks on that are just butt-ass ugly. And there was a story earlier that I talked about on Simulation Radio Live this week that one of the most common and really noteworthy indicators that we're exiting this pandemic era is that they're giving out free cookies again. Publix is giving out free cookies once again at
the
bakery.
You
yes,
can,
to
you
the kids.
You can shake hands again.
Yes, you can go and you can take your little...
right?
Yeah, you can
spit
go take
shake.
Your... Yes. And then you have to spit in their mouth, too, for good measure. Just to
make sure that you're dominant.
Yes, you do. Or maybe we'll just go back to a... We'll just completely revert back into the other direction where instead of, like, giving handshakes to other people, we'll just spit in each other's
Suck
mouths.
Each other's
yeah,
tongues.
Yeah. Or that. Oh, that's a little
that
bit...
escalated no, very fast.
Yeah.
I might be excited
there.
About
we
this.
Do the, we'll
oh,
do
yeah,
the,
sign me up.
We'll do the European one. We just kiss each other on the lips to say hi.
Hi, nice to meet you. Okay.
Little kiss on the... There you go. Hey, how's it going?
Just a little peck on the cheek on each side.
There was an SNL skit about that.
Really?
Yeah, where it's like, for some reason, it was a weird, it was like a family, and they're like, oh, hey, Merry Christmas, and they kiss each other on the lips to say hi.
Oh, I had, so that
and
was
then
something.
It was like the dudes that's... and the ladies, and then the baby, like, the, well, not the babies, but the people playing.
And
the
no, and,
the
babies.
That was really funny, man.
And the infant children.
I think Jim Carrey was in that one.
Probably.
Anyway.
Do you watch SNL a lot? Like, do you actually watch SNL? I was going to say, like, I was going to ask you what you think about the quality of that.
I do not watch SNL.
Okay. That's probably good for.
I would rather watch
sanity.
Mad TV.
I would much rather watch Mad TV than SNL.
It's ironically bad, but SNL is just bad.
Yeah, it's not all of Mad TV is bad.
Well, it's pretty bad.
Most of it, yeah.
I will say has not aged well.
It's not aged well. No,
it's like so bad that it's funny, but SNL is just so bad that it's just
like
legitimately terrible.
Some of the running bits are really good. But that's because if you have to like know from the beginning in order to understand as it progresses, like the Stewart.
You're talking about Mad TV.
Yes.
Okay.
Stewart from Mad TV.
It's does not age well, man.
Norman McDonald does not.
It's just annoying. No, but on SNL,
what's the name of the actress that went on to play Lois in Family Guy? What's her name?
Oh,
it was Alex Borstein, right?
Alex Borstein.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, she was on there. She played the Asian lady, Miss Ling.
The
way that she looks what?
Is completely separate from what I would anticipate her voice sounding like. Like, I would not anticipate somebody that looks like her to have voiced
Lois. She looks like a real-life older Meg.
Yeah.
Like an older Meg.
Fair. That's what I would have thought. Yeah. So, while we were going to Target today, noticing the people that are going maskless. Now, I've wondered what people are going to do with those masks that they no longer need. And fortunately, New York City has an answer to this. Go ahead.
I want to join these people in New York City. And
really?
Celebrate. Not okay. really. Like, but it's. I'm happy for them. They're excited about it. I get the hype. I'm down for it. I support it.
To celebrate the end of the pandemic and the end of mask wearing, New York City and areas of Southampton will be holding mask burning ceremonies in
All
order
the
CO2 to
CO2 emissions for the ozone.
Woo! They'll be held. Stupid. They were probably held tonight, actually. They will be held in Manhattan and Southampton on Thursday.
I saw that on the news today. Yeah, I saw it on the news. It was
all of the entire southern half of New York City just is ablaze right now. All the masks that
I'm
are on
hold,
fire in
you
the
what,
streets.
I'll hold on to mine for the next pandemic in about 3 years.
Yeah, because you know that's the life that we're going to live. We're just going to have
pandemic cycles.
This
next one's going to hit a little harder.
Oh, yeah.
This next
harder,
one
faster. Really tests the resiliency of the human body.
Just so I'm just imagining Oasis on a guitar. This next one's for Africa. Today is gonna be the day.
Or they do a cover of friggin' Bless the Rains in Africa.
But because it's Africa, you know.
Yeah,
nobody really cares.
They just
throw some money at a shell company and then it goes from there.
We send them fortified peanut butter.
And then we all go back to feeling fine about ourselves.
Delicious.
Have you heard about that stuff?
Yes, I have. It's great.
Look, it has.
I've had some.
I've tried it too. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
I saw these, like a high
amount of protein. Oh, yeah.
I saw these things at Target today that was like the tiniest bag of little cheddar pops, and they were $5. It was like this tall. And like this wide, if anybody's listening to the camera, or listening to the camera, if anybody's
Listen
watching the
camera,
camera. Yeah.
Watching our voices.
Yeah, if you're watching our voices right now, which by the way, don't
Some
take this clip.
Drugs.
Don't take this and use this against me.
We used to do that and you would get upset.
just don't do it. I'm talking. It was fake upset. Look, here's the thing that you got to realize. A lot of the things that I say are just for the bit, or
cheddar poofs.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds like a fucking scam.
It was a scam.
Were they good?
I didn't try them.
No,
I bet you those are the best
goddamn cheddar puffs
ever.
Oh yeah,
they better be.
The handful that you get is probably worth $5.
Yeah, the Starbucks in the Target was selling them, which makes me think that maybe it's one of the extra products that they sell at Target.
No, garbage.
I thought you said we're talking about in Target.
Here's the thing: I don't know if it was actual Target or if it was Starbucks, because it was right on the border of where the border is into Starbucks, and there was a little like
on the border where the border.
Shut up. And it was on a rack right there where the door is, where some other stuff was, and then there's Starbucks on the other side. So it's hard to determine whether or not this is Starbucks territory or if this is Target territory. They have to start planting flags into places. They need a Starbucks flag.
You become the manager of a Starbucks and a Target if you get caught sexually harassing someone in a standalone Starbucks. I feel like it's the same thing like McDonald's. Like, if you get caught diddling someone at a normal McDonald's, they send you to the Walmart one. You know what I mean? Like, the dance, you kind of just shuffle people around because they just got experience. Let's move. Just like the church does.
You know,
Until they make it all the way to the top because they have nowhere else to shuffle. Then they become the new pope.
There you go.
It's already bad enough.
Could you imagine if that's how it happened?
I don't think that's how it happens. Actually,
just get moved to a new district every time you fuck up. And then you're just like, fuck it. He's such a fuck up. Just put him in charge. He won't do anything. He'll just sit there and look nice.
I'm not a fan of the church.
No.
But I will say new pope is okay.
What makes him okay? You just don't hate him as much? Or is he actually actively doing okay things?
He's not a dick. He's not as much of a dick as the previous popes.
Yeah,
he's just like he. I think he's like the uncle of popes. You know what I mean?
He's not as churchy.
Because he's just like, you know what, man? As long as you're happy,
we got this.
Are you hurting anyone? No, happy.
He's taken a little bit more of a conservative side,
and he's also
of the beliefs of the Christianity.
Yeah, he's also allowing. There were two things that I was shocked by. One, actually prosecuting, allowing
persecution
for the prosecution of the pedophiles.
Which is absolutely perfect. Yes,
and
that's what they should be doing.
Voluntarily revoked their tax exempt status in Italy.
I did not hear about that, though.
They're going to be paying Italian taxes.
That doesn't make any
sense. Also down for that, too.
Which is only, hold on.
It's Italian laws.
It's only in Italy.
Yeah.
But still.
It's a step.
Well, I mean, America's church and state are separate, so.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, that'll never happen here.
Yeah.
Church and state are separate. This is my church right here. Check that out. Bam. See that? There you go.
So when we come back, we will have a couple of stories. The January 6th commission has been passed by the House. It's not going to pass the Senate, no. But, you know, it's still there. It passed the House. Plus, New York is proposing lowering the legal alcohol limit, joining only one other state to do so. And Justin Trudeau is getting caught in yet another scandal, and you're probably going to want to hear about it. Plus, a man uses a glitch in the system to get tons of free KFC. How did he do it, and how much KFC did he steal?
Yep,
probably all of it, and you will find out about that when we come back.
Simulation Radio. Simulation Radio.
Depending on who you ask, I would say that at least 9 out of 10 people would tell you that drunk driving is probably a bad idea. Maybe that's just my initial impression. Maybe that's just the first thought that I would have when thinking about the possibility of drunk driving, is that it's bad, okay?
Define drunk.
Well, New York is trying to define drunk, actually, and they're proposing a law that would lower the state blood alcohol limit from 0.8 all the way down to 0.5. Now, there's only one other state that has done this, which is Utah.
It's not even buzzed. Like, what the...
Apparently, they think it's buzzed.
They're trying to get as close to prohibition as they possibly can without...
know what? I'm not against it.
State Senator John Liu, who is a Democrat from Queens, said a driver's cognitive ability degrades very quickly above 0.05 blood alcohol.
Yeah, this has been studied.
So,
for sure.
As I mentioned earlier, Utah, which is ridiculously kind of a conservative state.
Yeah, more.
Yeah. It's definitely a more conservative state. But Utah is the only other state to have done this. And New York, it seems like since it's a more blue state, that it would be a little bit more lax in
Not really, man.
No, it makes sense.
I mean, Wisconsin is a pretty red state, and they love their booze. I mean, I mean, look at Louisiana. That's a red state. They love their booze there. You know, I don't think that has to do with conservatism.
Yeah,
I think that just has to do with civic responsibility.
That's true. The proposed law is among one of the top priorities, apparently, of this next state Congress or state Senate that's coming into power, or that's about to have
elections.
Yeah, that's
it's an election year for them or something.
Virtually everyone is impaired at 0.05, and we know that from studies, said a former federal traffic safety official and founder of the 0.05 Saves Lives Coalition. I don't know about that. 0.05
so
saves
you have
lives.
To be at 0.05 drunk to save someone.
Yeah, yeah.
Meaning I can't be sober and save
no,
someone.
You can't. Only 0.05. That's the sweet spot. 0.04, nope, you're killing babies. 0.06, nope, you're running over grandma. 0.05 is the fucking, there's
you
the
become
dead zone
a hero.
Right there. Yeah, you're instant driver
this
hero.
This is New York, right?
That's an F word. Yes, this is in New York.
Didn't they just legalize weed?
Yeah, but they're also going to...
Is it medical or is it recreational?
I believe recreational.
Yeah, recreational, I thought, too.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's fine. The people are just going to...
They're
going to set the beer bottles down to pick up the blunt. It's fine.
Which is much better for you.
I feel like it's a different...
It's equally as bad.
It is equally as bad, but it is different.
Yeah.
One of the things that has to be considered here is, do you think that people are going to actually go out and drive drunk less because of this? Because they'll think, okay, I can't drink as much and get away with still driving. Otherwise,
it's not about stopping people from drinking and driving. It's about meeting quotas, sir. that's what it's about.
Yeah. A little bit of it does have to do with public safety.
Yeah, sure.
You're going to have those law-abiding citizens that are obviously now they're going to have to adjust. If this law does go into effect, they're going to have to adjust their routine for when they do go out and, you know, want to have a couple of drinks with friends, either stay there longer, they're going to have to make ride arrangements.
Yep.
So that's going to, you know, it drive up cost of other things because demand for these things are going to go up. And so
and
the
I guess as more people get busted
roll.
And more people get DUIs,
yeah,
less
it might be
people are going to do it.
The right. classic Reagan right. trickle-down effect. That's it's going to start at the top there. And
fucking Reaganomics.
Most people did. The former federal traffic safety official argued that a lower blood alcohol content limit would discourage intoxicated New Yorkers from getting behind the wheel thanks to a general deterrent effect. He said, "You give people that impression that if they were caught drunk driving, they will be arrested. About 114 nations have lower limits than we do here in the U.S. They've seen, on average, about an 11% reduction in alcohol-related fatalities. You're looking at saving 25 lives per year in the Empire State."
This is New York State.
Yeah, yes, the whole state, the entire state. Yeah. It's the state Congress that is getting together
so
and acting
say,
on this.
If this is New York City,
it's not just a city.
This
yeah.
is fucking useless because nobody drives in fucking New York City.
Exactly. Yeah, it's so. For it's
people that do drive are cabbies and they just have whiskey under their seat.
They're hammered anyway.
they it is a requirement.
They
for
get
the job.
Lost if they're not hammered.
Right, because they don't remember anything if they're sober.
Exactly.
The bill. The bill is co-sponsored by other Democrats. This is actually a Democrat-led proposal because I don't know how the New York State Congress runs, but isn't that also generally a Democratic majority also?
I believe so. I'm not too sure.
I'm not sure about that either.
I think that state has gone back and forth, hasn't it? It's a
swing
state.
It depends on the candidate.
It's been real purple. So, but I want to say lately it's been bluer.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like they're
more
capable.
Indigo.
They're capable of electing Republicans, but they're New York Republicans, which are just moderate Democrats,
well,
essentially.
They're moderate Republicans.
Yeah, yeah.
Super
they're
moderate Republicans.
Very left-leaning Republicans.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
normal people.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck.
Well, to a degree.
This bill.
You want to bring Matt Gaetz in here and Marjorie Taylor Greene and have a conversation with them, see their views?
No idea who those people are, so probably don't care.
One's a pedophile.
This bill is part of a package of proposals backed by Mayor Bill de Blasio, including one allowing 24-hour speed camera enforcement. So,
oh, fuck
get the
you.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah, of course they're going to wrap this in some other legislation. That's,
oh,
that's how
Marco Rubio
it works.
Did that with the fucking UFOs. That fucking genius.
It's funny because all the UFOs, no matter what happens, even in the year 2021, every UFO picture still looks like it was taken in the 1920s, which honestly, some of the UFO theories are a little bit believable, a little bit plausible somewhat, but most of them still generally fall under like ridiculous conspiracy or that's clearly
works.
A bird that you just saw there. Even
yeah, it's like
even,
a balloon.
Even the ones that were captured by like Army surveillance video and like U.S. military technology. The thing is, when a UFO gets caught on radar, the thing is, they do not actually like see very definite pictures of it, do they? Like they only see the general idea of what it is. And
the reason why is because it's traveling at incredibly high speeds.
That too,
phasing in and out of visible sight.
The Tic Tac. Video, which is like the big one now. You've seen it. Where it's like the guy locks it on with the targeting system, and they just trail it, and it's just rotating in weird ass directions.
Besides that one, have you seen any other like really hyper believable ones?
Yeah, I saw one from Brazil that was pretty fucking awesome.
There's stuff.
It was
there's
six
stuff
lights
down
and
there.
Just went.
That's not a bird.
It was like, what the fuck is that?
And they never found anything that could possibly have explained
the
what
army
that was.
Is still, the Brazilian army still cannot explain.
And their government, is it the Brazilian government that's been the most involved?
Yeah.
Like
they've
actually put funding
for just
for this thing, because there's been like some violent like abductions apparently that have happened down there.
The Iron Mask guys that were found dead on top of the mountain with lead melted onto their faces.
They were like getting picked up by like claws and shit.
Yeah.
Like these and like. Like they weren't, I guess they weren't like really strong. They were like the claw machine, like where it just kind of lazily picks things up.
Those are designed
and
to...
And they're getting dropped on these plants that have, like, razor-sharp leaves, so they're getting cut the fuck up from
see what
things.
Happens. Glip-glop, let's drop them on that cactus.
I swear to God, those claw machines, they're
really
rigged.
Good at those.
Oh, of
really?
Course.
They're
yeah, no, it's a, it's been proven.
No, they definitely are rigged. It's
there's
just, obviously,
an algorithm, and now they have the algorithm is so complex that it's nearly impossible to figure out when you're going to hit.
I'm pretty good at those, though.
Unless you override it.
What's the secret? Because it is the most frustrating damn
timing.
Thing to... Okay, because it feels like you get a good grip yeah. on one of them, and then all of a sudden, the thing just
the just secret is, you gotta... First of all, you don't play the game from the front. You play it from the side.
Oh, okay.
So you gotta grab the joystick and play from the side.
So you gotta be like leaning...
Because the
you
left
gotta be like leaning over
right,
with your arm around like that.
The left
that.
And right are accurate, but the forward and back are not.
Oh, okay.
So you gotta do it from the side, and you gotta click the button about, I would say... 2/3 of the way down.
And it depends on which one
you're
playing.
You
want to
open it early so that when it touches down, it snatches. Because a lot of people wait till it gets right there
yeah.
and then they open it and then they do this and it slips out because it has a closing timer as well.
Yeah.
So you got to get it right.
So you see it? You hear that, people? Claw machine hacks.
I won my girlfriend, I think, on very early on in our relationship. I won her something in a claw machine and she gave it to someone else.
Ungrateful person.
What was it?
I never forgive her for that. I never forgive her.
What
for
was
that.
It? What did you win? What kind
a
of a thing
elephant.
Was it?
It was a little stuffed elephant.
Little stuffed elephant.
It was adorable and she gave it away.
Aw.
She
must
heart.
Not. She must
we
not
weren't
like
dating
elephants.
At the time.
Oh.
I was just kind of trying to court her.
Oh, I see. You know. You were trying to just get it for her to maybe
yeah,
get
like
her on your
her,
side.
Like, hey,
yeah,
you know.
Uh-huh.
But no, she gave it to someone else. But hey, I won in the end, didn't I?
Hey, yeah, that's true.
So there you go.
Wait, did she give it to another person that was in the field in that?
It was someone else. No, it was just someone else who was with us.
Oh, really?
Like,
oh,
you have this.
Just another
like,
friend.
Okay. So sense. Then I used my actual claw and just grabbed her with it and said, "You're in a relationship with me now." And she was like, "You need to stop hurting me."
And then she put a finger in your butt.
And then we both fell in love.
Hmm.
What's the other one?
And now she picks his boogers for him.
No,
and feeds
we don't
them
do
to
those things
anymore.
It is a lie.
Whatever. One time that you witnessed something funny.
Just that one time.
Just that one time.
The January 6th insurrection on the Capitol is back in the news again because the House has passed a bill to establish the commission to investigate it. It's a 9/11 style commission, and it passed the House on Wednesday with a 252-175 vote. And it's being headed by 5 commissioners with expertise in national security and law enforcement to look into the security shortcomings that allowed such a thing to happen. Because it was striking, right?
It was
you see
bad,
that,
dude? I saw it live. I was like,
"Yeah,
we
yeah,
watched
we
it live
did.
For a little bit too." Yeah.
I sat there. We sat there the whole afternoon and watched all the coverage of it. As
I think
it was
when we turned it on was just as they were getting to the Senate floor.
I was watching when they started marching from the rally to there.
Oh, really?
So then I saw it. I saw the rally. Like the end of the rally,
yeah.
Then the walk, then the protest there, then the breach.
So you watched it develop
the whole
that far.
From beginning to
wow.
end. And I saw them when they kicked them out. I saw the whole thing from beginning to end.
See, I got home from work. It was like 2 or 3 o'clock in the afternoon that I got home, and I look at Twitter, and everything's
just blowing
yeah,
up.
Yeah, I look at Twitter, everything's just dying, and that's when you got to be like, all right, I got to check this out and see what's yeah. going on here. And then sat there and watched and followed the whole story for what was the rest of the day. Unfortunately for this potential commission, it is not likely to pass the Senate, despite the fact that it passed the House, even though at least 35 Republicans joined Democrats in the House to sponsor the bill. And former President Trump is back at it again with a statement. This came out of just a statement from his office because he doesn't have any social
yeah,
media to put statements
an
out
office
anymore.
Called
yeah,
the former office of the office of the former president, which sounds fucking.
He
retarded.
Labeled it as a social media, right? And then it's just his website where literally
it's
he posts tweets. Yeah,
it's
and
really
it's just his blog.
Tumblr.
It is. It kind of is.
Great.
He said, hilarious. "Let me see if I can do this voice here.
Just read it.
See, 35 wayward Republicans. They just can't help themselves. We have much better policy and are much better for the country." But the Democrats stick together and Republicans don't. They don't have the Romneys, Little Ben Sassies, and Cheneys of the world. Unfortunately, we do. Sometimes there are consequences to being ineffective and weak. The voters understand. Exclamation mark.
You don't have any goddamn policy. You didn't have any goddamn policy for 4 years. Where's my health care? Where's your tax returns? Why isn't the wall finished? Where's our NAFTA, our new NAFTA agreement? Nothing happened.
Hey, we got Space Force, though, baby.
We got fucking Space
Force.
Yeah,
we got there. We got Space Force.
Yippee-ki-yay.
Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, if this this commission were to pass the Senate, it would need at least 10 Republicans in order to be on the side. And, you know, Mitch McConnell is smacking the hammer down. He is not going to let this happen.
Who cares about Franklin the Turtle? He's irrelevant. The important thing are the other Jim Jordan's dumbass, Tom Cotton's dumbass, Marjorie Taylor Greene's dumb. I can keep
She's
going.
An idiot.
I can go all day.
Marjorie Taylor Greene is a you know what? I'm going to use a swear for that. She is a fucking dumbass.
And I'm
going to
say this
God.
As well. It's not just Republicans.
Oh, of course,
Nancy Pelosi
not.
And Chuck
no.
Schumer are fucking idiots.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, I swear to God, every time I hear Nancy Pelosi talk, it makes me want to rip my fucking ears out. There's another one.
And that other fucking senator, what's her name? Oh, my God, the black lady from Minneapolis. That told everyone to start fucking rioting.
Maxine Waters. She's from California, actually.
Diane
Feinstein, too. Yeah.
I understand why conservatives hate Democrats.
Yeah, I do too.
But you got to be self-aware, man. You have the same garbage on your side. You got to be self-aware of that shit.
Got to own that shit when you allow it to happen, too.
Exactly. The moral of the story is that everybody on either extreme are just all complete idiots, and you all need to come to grips with actual reality.
I think that's the wrong part, though. That's the funny part. Is that the moderates on the left are fucking idiots.
Yeah.
And the extremists on the right are fucking idiots. But the moderates on the right are okay.
Yeah.
And the extremists on the left are okay. It makes no fucking sense.
No.
I disagree about the extremists on the left part. They're also a little Sanders and AOC. Well, yeah, because they're actually authentic about what they believe.
Exactly.
The problem is that most of the extreme leftists are just kind of grifters and they don't
keep hearing this, but who are these extreme leftists?
I don't know, actually.
Exactly.
The problem is that their opinions and like their side is just everywhere, and their side is just so like it's so promulgated through everything that we can't put specific like names to a lot of these people. It's just their side is the narrative.
I always hear like extreme leftists, but I always ask who.
The problem is that most of them are just idiots on Twitter a lot of the time, and nobody cares about the opinions of those people.
Yeah, but
generally
they're like Constable from San Francisco. Just, you know, some state-level attorney.
One of the Antifa idiots from Portland that
state-level attorney in Seattle. Who gives a shit? Like, it's not, like, we're talking the House and the Senate.
Federal level
stuff. Or,
federal
stuff. Or, like, literally any journalist, maybe.
That's a whole different can of worms. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's only two journalists I respect. Daddy David Muir from CBS, ABC, and Isaac Saul. That's it.
Hmm.
Those two.
Honestly, I don't know if I can name a journalist that I respect that exists today. Like I don't know. I would have to rack my brain a little
Anderson
bit to think
Cooper
of one.
Used to be decent.
Not anymore. He's not. Yeah.
And Chris Wallace. He's okay.
Yeah, Chris Wallace is okay.
I don't mind him.
He's all right. He's not bad. Just everybody just is such an extremist on either side that it's a little bit annoying at this point.
Oh,
like,
it's infuriating.
Just can we not live in a world where we can acknowledge the fact that, okay, maybe this side is right on some things and this side is right on some things and meet somewhere in the middle? That's just not possible, because the problem is that if you're not on that team and you think that something that team is maybe correct, then all of a sudden you're part of that team now. And I just don't think that's the proper way to do things.
Party loyalty is a heavy issue.
My opinion. Again, this is not fact. I want to state that very clearly. My opinion is that this shit all started with the Republicans, with Barack Obama. Because they were like, we're not passing anything he does, no matter how much it makes sense, no matter how much it benefits anyone, we're not doing it.
And then it goes back and forth, and then each side becomes more combative as the other side becomes more combative, and then here we are.
That compromise is failure, but compromise is governance.
Yes, that's how stuff is supposed to work.
That's government.
Yeah, exactly. That is how stuff is supposed to work, people.
But anyway, they don't want the commission because they know what the truth is going to be. You know, the result is not going to be. And the funny part is they're arguing it. Like, oh, I don't want to. This is bad. This is just a political hit job. McCarthy said all this bullshit. But it's literally a split commission. It's 50-50.
Right.
But and they don't want to do it because they don't want to see the results.
Wouldn't Steve Scalise actually be investigated as part of this commission? Wasn't he one of the people that was on Trump's side, like inciting these riots? And of course, he's one of the people that really went hard on this story. Yeah.
He was at the rally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, despite the bill's uphill battle in the upper chamber, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer vowed to bring the legislation to the floor, despite the fact that it's probably not going to do anything over there and it's just going to get killed by
Republicans. I'm curious what they're going to say, because I heard that one fucking House member of the Republican Party from, I think it was Illinois, who was like, there was no insurrection, there was no riot, it was just another day at the Capitol.
Yeah.
And then it was funny as fuck, because then CBS News showed images of him barricading the door. And it was like, oh, it's just another day, I guess.
We can't let the shaman get us. Otherwise, you never know what's going to happen. He could break in.
He's going to break in, and he's going to eat all your organic foods.
Yes.
That's what he's going to do.
And then he's going to cast a spell.
Did you... If you're bored later, you get a chance to read his statement that he made in court.
I did. It is great. It was great.
You're a bunch of fucking short bus kids, of course.
I know. You know that idiot was one of those people on the short bus.
Fucking funny.
You know it.
Oh my God, what an idiot.
All right, let's move on to a little bit more fun stuff here. And by fun, I don't quite mean fun. It's actually a little bit scary because an 11-year-old girl who fought off an attempted kidnapping is crediting a specific TV show that she watched for helping her identify the suspect. This came out of Pensacola today.
Why would you say this is fun?
Because she got away. Because she...
It's still not fun. It's an attempted kidnapping.
No, here's the thing.
It still fuck her up psychologically.
Here's the thing. The reason that this might be fun, and I'm a little bit suspicious of why an 11-year-old girl is able to watch this show, but she used tactics from Law & Order Special Victims Unit.
Because it's on basic cable. What do you mean?
Bum, bum.
Hey, look.
You know why? It's because grandma watches that shit.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Grandma,
my grandparents fucking loved that show.
Because you said that they watch basic cable. Look, Zoomers have a wide swath of options to pick from these days, but grandma does not. And so if little 11-year-old Zoomer identified as Alyssa, we're not going to give her last name because she's an 11-year-old girl and the story didn't. But if she's under control of grandma, then grandma is watching NBC. And you know what's on NBC is Law & Order SVU.
Daytime, just rerun after
rerun. Is it still
rerun
on NBC?
No, it's on USA.
Oh, yeah, it is on USA. Now, don't they have the spinoff that had the male character?
They
what's
had
his
three,
name?
Bro. They had four.
Yeah.
They had Law & Order
no,
SVU.
No, I mean the SVU spinoff.
Law & Order CI, which was a good one that they canceled.
Oh, that one
they canceled
was so
that
good.
One. That one was about serial killers. That one was really good. And then they have the one with the guy.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I had forgot that one, but...
An 11-year-old girl who fought off an alleged kidnapping attempt this week credited Law & Order Special Victims Unit for some quick thinking that helped authorities identify a suspect. In an interview with the Today Show, she identifies as Alyssa. She said she marked her attacker with blue slime she had been playing with because she knew that might be better evidence if the cops did find him. And you know what? That is exactly what happened.
Yeah.
That's exactly what happened. Escambia County Sheriff Chip Simmons said the girl was waiting for her school bus in Pensacola, Florida Tuesday morning when a man drove up. The man got out of his vehicle holding a knife, came towards me, and I tried to run, but he caught me. The surveillance video also shows the girl trying to run away before the man grabs her. There's a struggle before she breaks free. I have the video, which I'm going to show you guys in a moment, of the attempted kidnapping. She was playing with the blue slime at the time of the attempted kidnap. And when authorities arrested 30-year-old Jared Paul Stanga, he had blue slime all over his own arms. So that's how they got him, or that's how they figured out exactly who he was and identified him when he got there. He's got blue slime.
It would have been funny if it was like this 11-year-old going, he's a 30-year-old Caucasian male, about 5'9", about 210, driving a minivan, license plate number X-ray 897 Zulu Alpha. Illinois plates expired. It's like, okay.
How do you know really all of this, kid?
You just hear dun dun.
It's her text tone.
Oh, I got a text message from Stacy. She wants to braid my hair.
Stanga has been charged with attempted kidnapping of a child under 13, aggravated assault with a weapon, and simple battery. He's being held on a $1.5 million bond. Apparently, also in the story, that same man had approached her about 2 weeks ago at the bus stop and made her feel uncomfortable. This prompted her to tell her mother about it, and then the mother accompanied her for the next 2 weeks after that. And then the very next day, after she stopped accompanying him, because, you know, you do it for 2 weeks, you're like, all right, we think the threat has kind of subsided a little bit. That very next day that the mom wasn't there, that's when this incident occurred.
Well,
the
guy was there. He was premeditated.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
He was tracking her and waiting for the day that
they
she was.
They obviously don't
there.
Have proof of that, so.
See, if I was a dad, let the mom walk her, follow from a distance. One day, mom's not walking her. Hide in the bushes, ghillie suit. Attacker comes up, oh, grab him, start raping him. Holy Jesus. Shit.
I'm going to do to you what you did to all those children.
Oh, man. Dun, dun. Oh, sorry, my daughter's texting me. Hold on.
Asked how she felt about her narrow escape, the girl Alyssa said, I'm mostly proud of myself, and said that she believed the SVU detective Olivia Benson would probably tell her, you're brave and good job. Which, all right, that's...
You wait till, like, a week from now when she reaches out and sends her, like, an autograph fucking thing.
No, the kid's going to be on Ellen, and she's going to get a college scholarship.
The kid's going to have a guest spot on Law & Order. They're going to bring her on the show.
And she's going to do that same thing. Same fucking They're going to make a story based on that.
I can see it
And
happening.
It's going to be a serial kidnapper.
I can see it happening.
I have video here of the attempted kidnap.
We just
made
kidnap. $1 million.
Yeah. I'll put this video on the screen here. I have video of the attempted kidnap.
This is really scary, by the way. Yeah. I saw this at work.
Very upbeat news soundtrack, too, for some reason.
Is this CNN? Yeah, that's why. CNN loves a good kidnapping.
My God.
She's tough, by
yeah,
the way.
Yeah, she is.
She's tough. He just gave up?
Yeah. He went... The man allegedly had a knife, too.
But he just gave...
Yeah,
okay.
He did.
I'm happy that she got saved, but, I mean...
If that guy tried a little harder,
well,
he could have got her.
This is true, but you also have to realize the mind of a criminal. They're going to do whatever's easiest.
Yeah.
Look at all the serial killers that we've learned about. How many of them gave up?
Yeah.
They did the little stabby McStab stab, and then, like, they were just like, oh, they're on the ground, they must be dead, and then just leave, and wind up surviving. Right.
The thing is, like... You come up with a plan so hard in your head as to how you're going to do this. And what probably happened with this guy was he went up to her. Something just deviates from the plan and he decides, oh, crap, I got to bail.
Yeah, he felt something slimy on his arms.
Always have to have a bomb.
Hey, he must have felt a couple
my
slimy
right
things.
My right arm is a lot stronger than my left arm.
Oh, God.
You know he pumped a couple of them out before trying to do this.
I don't think
he was probably sitting in his car.
I think, you know what I think? I think as soon as he grabbed her, he came his pants and was like, okay, I'm done, and then he left.
So officers found him with two kinds of slime.
That happens very often with murderers and rapists.
Oh, really?
Fucking Richard used to happen to Richard Ramirez all the time. He'd build himself up and get so frenzied that after, like, right when he was going to try to rape, that's it.
Premature ejaculation.
Yeah.
Wow, what would he do after that? Would he just
kill him?
He would rape him still with a flaccid.
Oh, he'd still go on with it, try to put his soft dick in there.
Or not try to. He would do it. He would do it. Oh. Yeah.
Or find a foreign object, shove that in there. But I will say, not a funny thing, but a
weird thing.
He did shoot two people in the face, and they both survived. So
wow.
Yeah.
Two separate instances, yes. Or like yeah, at
two
both
separate
at the same
occasions.
Time.
Two separate occasions. He shot one guy twice in the head, and he survived.
Is he just
shot another lady in a
so small caliber? Obviously, things.
Is he just bad at shooting? Is he just bad at shooting?
No, it was a small caliber bullet. Well, he's bad at shooting. It was a small caliber bullet.
But it was at close range, so he should have hit his target.
Well, that one lady that he shot in the head, she put her hands up and she was wearing a ring, and the bullet actually deflected, just kind of greased the top of her head, and she played dead.
That's lucky.
And she survived.
Wow.
It just played dead. Yeah.
He
thought she was like, she was bleeding from her head.
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah.
You see what looks like a gunshot? You see blood?
Looks
you're
like
probably, all right, I'm out of here.
That's it, man.
Yeah.
That's it.
Bleeds like a gunshot.
Or like fucking Dave dead. Berkowitz just run up to people and just start shooting a bunch of times. You don't hit anything. He shot at a girl five times and didn't hit her.
Who's the dude from the cartoons? With the pistols, the red face.
Yosemite Sam.
Yosemite Sam just coming there just like, all angry as shit, just shooting all over the place.
Fucking Marvin. Marvin from...
Marvin the Martian?
No, not Marvin the Martian from Pulp Fiction. It wasn't Marvin. It was Alexis Arquette, David Arquette's brother, well, sister now, kicked open the door, shot a bunch of times, and they just look at each other like, what? Love that part of the movie. Anyway.
Finally. Finally, to close out our stories today, you guys like KFC, right?
I love KFC.
KFC's okay. Actually, not as much anymore. Now
I haven't
had
KFC in quite some time.
Here's the thing about KFC. It's not the first place on your list of places that you go to when you're going out to eat like fast food like that. KFC is never on your list. So it's easily forgettable. It's probably more of a family thing. Like, you want to go get a bucket for your family, that's a good KFC thing.
I will say, if you want comfort food, I don't go to Taco Bell, but I go to like a KFC.
I don't like
Popeyes,
Taco Bell anymore.
Something like that, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense. They have some new stuff over there, too, don't they? Like, they've been experimenting, KFC, they've been experimenting lately with, potato wedges, the chicken sandwich.
They got rid of the potato wedges. They have fries now.
Oh, yeah, that's
right. And it's horrible.
See, they need to just stick with the potato wedges.
They were
the
only guys doing it.
Yeah,
they
were
the best in the game.
It made it feel like a legitimate,
home cooked meal.
Hot deli kind of. Yep. I don't know. Potato wedges are a fried chicken staple. It seems like
popcorn chicken, man.
Really, I don't know.
You remember the Double Down?
Double Down was pretty good.
See, I thought KFC's popcorn chicken was okay. The thing is, the thing about KFC's popcorn chicken that I liked about it was that it was kind of flaky. It wasn't like a solid ball of chicken. It had a decent amount of breading on it, and it wasn't just an even circle. It was a nice chunky.
It was a nugget.
Yeah, it was basically a tiny nugget.
Little meteorite.
I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Now there is a man out there who goes to KFC quite often, not as often as most of the rest of us, which is not very often. Actually, he went quite a bit, but he used a glitch in the KFC system to order 6,500 pounds worth of chicken for free, and he was jailed over in China for it.
Of course.
Unfortunately, yeah. 6,500 pounds is about $9,000, more specifically, $9,216.35. The 23-year-old student, after discovering a glitch in KFC's online ordering system, has been jailed in China because that's how they do things over there. His name was Zhu from China. He managed to swindle free chicken after discovering a loophole in their voucher system, which he used for 6 months.
See, America, you get the Congressional Medal of Freedom if you do that.
Yes.
Yeah. It was a six-month-long bit, though.
Yeah, he did it for 6 months before he got caught.
See, he went too hard, though. You got to tone it down.
Oh, my God. I ran such a scheme. I ran a scam with McDonald's for the longest time, and I'm hoping the statute of limitations wore off on this. But then again, we're not China, so...
This was when the statute of limitations already ran out, right?
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Okay, cool.
Plus, we're in America, and we've got all the freedom here, so I don't think they're going to...
This show is all satire.
Yeah, they're not going to jail me for scamming McDonald's. So what I did a couple years ago was, when I did not have a lot of money, I was just coming out of working for Apple, and I didn't have a job at the time, and I was living with my parents, and I did the only... food that I could afford was nothing. And so what
good air.
So what you could do is you could download the McDonald's app, and what they used to do was you could sign up. You did not even have to use a real email. You could just put any old string of characters at anystringofcharacters.com, and it would sign you up for a new account. And when you signed up for a new account, they gave you a free buttermilk crispy chicken sandwich, like one of the premium sandwiches, one of the big ones.
Yeah.
And they eventually cracked down on it by requiring a real email and making you only limited to one account. But I ate a buttermilk crispy chicken sandwich like 3 times a day. Every time I wanted one, all right, log out, let me make a new account, free buttermilk crispy chicken sandwich, and then boom, that's my meal. And I did that for at least a couple months. And so this guy, this KFC guy, he's really taken a page out of that book here by sharing the secret with 4 friends who collectively also took a combined total of 15,000 pounds.
Fucked up, man.
Yeah, worth of food before they were caught.
So he solely took 9,200 pounds. Or no.
$9,200.
So 6,000.
6,500 pounds.
6,500 pounds.
Consume that much KFC?
Over a 6 month period.
Yeah, over a 6 month period.
Seems like a lot.
$9,000 in 6 months.
15, that's what, 3 apiece? But it depends on over what period of time for the friends, though. Like maybe 3 months.
No, but his alone was 6,500 pounds.
Right, over 6 months.
It still seems like a lot.
Yeah. And 4 friends with 15,000 euros. That doesn't seem completely unreasonable. So 6 months, $9,000 to spend at KFC in 6 months. Then again, if you're getting all the food for free, aren't you going to order way more food than you would usually get? Like, if you're getting it all for free, just get a ton of stuff. So that might be an explanation for why.
36 pounds of KFC a day.
My God, what happened
That's
there?
Way too much.
So how it worked was, between April and October of that year,
he
effectively
had to feed his family.
I guess so.
He managed to generate endless free food vouchers by switching between the KFC app and the company's store on WeChat, which is WhatsApp in China, basically. Using this method, he found that he could place an order using the voucher, but it would also still remain in his account. So the funds would not deplete out of his account. He could continue to endlessly make orders, and it was some glitch in the system. His friends, who also exploited a glitch in the system in a similar fashion, got away with free food worth between 1,000 pounds and 5,200 pounds each. So I guess that all added up to a grand total of 15 grand. And this week, in a court in Shanghai, poor Zhu, because that's all he's named as, was jailed for 2.5 years, while his friends were jailed from between 2 years and 13 months. That is a long-ass time for this, which I guess that's just how it happens
Don't
in China, right?
Don't commit chicken crimes in China.
Yep, that is a shame. When we come back, we got the return, the fabled return of This Kinda Happened. You're not going to want to miss it. Plus, later on, coming up at the end of the show, we'll have Robot Theater, a little bit of an update on our next week 5 bonus show, plus your YouTube comments. We'll hear from you at the end of the show, but we'll get to This Kinda Happened when we come back.
Simulation Radio. Simulation Radio.
I'd be lying if I said that I created the last couple of Keystone segments the last few weeks for the ability to not have to do more prep work. Because obviously we'll have This Kinda Happen coming up in just a moment. Last week we had, what did we do last week? We did Catching Up with the Crew last week, which once again does not require preparatory work on my part. It will the next time, because Johnny Horndog is going to be the next judge of the competition, and we're going to continue that again, because I'm not gonna lie, I'm trying to get into a little bit of a routine, because I'll take an opportunity to plug Simulation Radio Live here, which occurs Monday through Wednesday live at 7 p.m. Eastern, and I'm trying to get used to a routine of prepping for those 3 shows and doing 4 shows a week, and doing the prep work for all of the shows, like this show, and prepping all the stories, I'm getting rid of a little bit of the workload, at least. So maybe next week I'll be used to it by now, and we can go back to, and for the next couple weeks, we'll go back to doing more prepared segments that I'll have to get ready for, which I guess. I'm not gonna lie, I kind of like not having to do shit for anything for the third segment, and that one being all you guys. But until next week, for the time being, we'll do a little bit of This Kinda Happened. So what's going on in the occult, Gene?
Well, I mean, we did it. It was nice last time we did Bosco the Dog Mare, the last time I did this. So I figured
that was a great story.
I figured I'd keep it equally as light, you know, because I don't want to get
save the heavy stuff for the upcoming show.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into anything too heavy. So we're going to talk about the Challenger explosion.
Ooh,
and the deaths
of conspiracies
of those
there.
People.
You know, we like to keep it really, really light.
It's
here
just nice
on
and
our,
light
on our segments.
So, picture this. You're hanging out.
I'm on board so far.
You're hanging out with Justin. You guys are 13. Hooray! Hanging out, fucking drinking your little Coca-Colas at the beach.
I thought you were about to say actual drinking.
Listening to Amadeus.
I mean, this is Florida, you know? So.
Listening to Amadeus. Amadeus, Amadeus. Amadeus, Amadeus, Amadeus.
Oh, maybe.
Oh, Amadeus, all right, so the scene right? has been
How'd you
set.
Know?
Shut up.
I was completely down for this exposition here. I was getting in the mood.
So
I was really
like
just
thing,
getting
you know,
into it.
You're having a good time. You're just talking to your friends, hanging out, watching, and you guys are watching
the Challenger shuttle take off Cape Canaveral.
This is, what's the time frame here that we're talking about here? The 89? 80s.
We're talking late 80s, 1986, I think, right? January 28th. This is 35 years ago. 11:30, which is an early time to be at the beach, but whatever. 11:30.
Not really.
Well, anyway, hanging out. Ha ha! Yeah, the ship's gonna take off. It's gonna be great. You just see, okay, lift off 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and it takes off.
We have liftoff.
And you're like, oh, it's going great. Wow, incredible. Good. And then 72 seconds in flight.
Oh, hit it. Okay. That was the cue to hit it.
Kaboom! No. Oh, the humanity. Oh, sorry, wrong disaster.
that is the wrong disaster. And the world froze. Of those that, on the somber note, those that did die.
Imagine being in that moment, that just world freezing moment for a few seconds afterwards. God.
Because people were unsure if it was that the Challenger had exploded or if somebody had attacked it.
Right.
So it was unsure of what happened.
It was smack dab in the middle of the Cold War.
Yeah. So fucking thing explodes. You got your I'll name off the deaths. Francis R. Scobie, commander. Michael J. Smith, pilot.
Wait, hold on. Let me get some sad music going for this while you name off the list of dead people.
Francis R. Scobie was a commander. Michael J. Smith was a pilot because it's a little odd that you need a commander and a pilot, but whatever.
Well, so commander is the commander of the ship and the crew.
Ronald McNair, which is a cool last name. Ron McNair, mission specialist.
I like it too.
Ellison Onizuka, mission specialist. Onizuka. Judith Resnick, no relation to the singer. Teacher. What's his name? From Goo Goo Dolls? What's his name? Resnick. I forgot his
name. I have no idea.
Damn it. The singer of the Goo Goo Dolls.
Singer Resnick.
Gregory Jarvis, payload specialist. And the most interesting one, Krista McAloof.
Mick Aloof.
You want to know why she's so interesting? She's
was she actually aloof?
She's the teacher, right?
She's the teacher.
She
was taking part of the Teachers in Space program that Ronald Reagan developed in 1984.
It was a big deal, too, that a teacher was going up into space.
Yes, it was a big fucking deal. And all her students were watching
it on TV. They were at the fucking launch, weren't they?
Some of them were, but a majority of them were watching it on TV.
I would imagine the entire school was watching.
And saw the explosion.
And they just watched her teacher die right there.
Here's the crazy part, though. If they obviously they can't say when the astronauts died. They guess that a majority of them, if not all of them, died at the explosion point. But if they had survived the explosion, the speed of the shuttle hitting the water was enough to kill them.
Terminal velocity.
Oh, God. Yeah. So that's a way worse way to go.
Horrible way to go.
So does this lead into conspiracy theories about potential survivors?
No, this is all truth, what I'm going to tell you.
Oh, really?
Which is even crazier.
I think didn't they recover all
the bodies?
There
were no survivors. There was a 32-month hiatus after this of no shuttles taking off. Well, no shuttles to the International Space Station.
That makes sense, right?
Yeah,
especially in the 80s, where now you're starting to question your technology. Like, we got to keep this under wraps. We got to get this under control.
So they did a full investigation into what happened, and that's what I'm going to cover now.
Ooh.
So after the explosion, the investigation kicks off. You got the NASA people investigating. You got the president sets up the Roger Commission so they can see, okay, they actually did a schematic breakdown, see what the hell was wrong with it. Neil Armstrong was on that commission, by the way, just so you guys know. I think Buzz Aldrin was on there, too.
Of them are named Roger, suspiciously enough.
Yeah, he wasn't on there. And it's some dude called Chuck Yeager, whatever. I don't know who that is.
No.
But anyway, they realized that there was a failure of these O-rings. So Justin, you know what an O-ring is? For those, I don't know if you know what an O-ring is.
No, I just assume that maybe intense pleasure comes from it.
Yes, it can. Or tragedy, you pick. An O-ring is a rubber ring that you put between usually a nut and a bolt in order to seal it.
There's several different applications.
Sounds like intense pleasure.
It
can
be used for things that are intended to. It's a type of seal.
Commonly
for just basic layman's terms, it's a type of seal that's used for internal sealing of components.
Yeah, but I mean, commonly it's You see, most of the times you see it with a bolt and a nut. Or whatever. But it is like to seal things together. So two things. One, the company that developed the O-ring actually put out a warning to them.
Ooh.
After they had screened it. I guess they do tests on them to see the quality of
stress tests and things.
And one of them failed. And they were like, hey, you guys should, NASA shouldn't use them. NASA was like, look, we're behind schedule. We're over budget. We're going to launch this fucking thing. So
one oversight.
This is the interesting part. The company that developed it was a company called, hold on, Thiokol. Yeah, Thiokol. Which originally was ATK Launch Systems Group.
What else
did they
do? And
then it was named Orbital ATK, and now it's part of Northrop Grumman. Wow. But
good old Northrop Grumman.
They're a chemical company which specializes in liquid polymers, so rubber, glue, things of that nature.
Like a heavy industrial company.
Well, they subcontracted. They sent the chemicals and subcontracted them to a company in Utah called Hydropack. Hydropack was originally known as Utah Tool and Die.
And the premier political action committee for Hydra.
Utah Tool and Die was owned by a guy called Rulon Jeffs, who, if you know anything about Mormonism, is the dad of cult leader Warren Jeffs.
Oh, wonderful. Wonderful.
So anyway, they started to investigate Thiokol to see what the hell happened. They said, well, we subcontracted to these guys. So, okay, cool. They went to the facilities of this Hydropack company.
Oh, boy.
And realized that these O-rings were being made in the living room of a house in Utah by 14-year-olds.
Wow. Oh, my God.
The fundamentalist Latter-day Saints are the reason the Challenger exploded.
Somehow it all makes sense.
Warren
Somehow.
Jeffs, the convicted pedophile who's in jail right now, is the reason that the Challenger fucking exploded. And I will say this on another note. After the explosion, they stopped, obviously, the Teachers in Space program for a couple years, but they did resume it a couple years later. And in 2006, another teacher did go up into space, and she had a pin remembering the original teacher. So that's a nice thing.
I bet if you're the teacher in that situation,
reading that article.
You are scared as hell if you're that teacher. There's got to be some kind of bad mojo if you're that teacher that's going up there.
Oh, yeah.
And you think that do the general
that type of situation, you can't have that in your head. You got to keep that out of your mind.
I mean, when you're
stay focused being an
astronaut, you got to be nuts to be an astronaut because everything is life and death. That's like, I don't know how you come back to normal life after that.
Oh, you know, you see them in the interviews. They try to hold a cup up and it falls.
Yeah, but like, no, it's just because everything in the world, the volume's just turned down. Because it's like, not everything's not life and death anymore. So it's like, okay, cool. Mm. I guess you want to get into skydiving or something. I don't know. But the company that designed the shuttles was a huge company called Rockwell International. And this is just a funny note about the company. This has not much to do with the story. But the company dissolved in 1988. It started to go downhill. Here's the reason why. In 1988, Ronald Reagan held a conference with Mikhail Gorbachev, and they saw it as the end of the Cold War. There's no point in making fucking rockets anymore.
Little did they know that we're still going to need some rockets.
We can still use it. Like, look at Elon Musk cashed in hard. Uh-huh. Oh, my God.
Nobody likes Elon anymore. But
the government doesn't have a space program? Let me privatize that real quick.
Oh, yeah. Also, the song...
hey, Space Force is going to be a real thing one day.
The Europa song, The Final Countdown, came out the same year.
Private security.
I don't know if you guys know that. The Europa song, The Final Countdown, came out the same year, which is in poor taste. Which is really poor taste. I'm hoping they wrote it before that happened. But I really feel like they wrote it after it happened.
I love that song.
Probably
it came out the same way the Challenger. Yeah.
Probably was in development before that though.
Yeah. So basically, the Challenger exploded because of the Mormons.
That's good.
But here's a little fun side street I'm going to take you guys on.
Ooh.
It's kind of a good thing that the Challenger exploded.
Oh.
There's a lot of things that were
bold.
Where's that thread going to go?
Listen to this. So had the Challenger not taken off that day, or had the Challenger succeeded in its flight, the O-rings were still damaged, correct? Am I wrong? Right? So even if they did handle
Re-entry
the one
would
flight,
have been terrible.
And it, well, let's say they took off, they re-entered, landed fine. Those O-rings are still fucked, which means you can only get so much out of them. And I think the second time around, I don't think it would have...
I think with something like that, to that extent...
probably replace them.
Right. I feel like something like that, O-rings
made by the same teenagers in the living room, though.
Sure.
Okay.
With so this eventual failure bound to happen.
It was eventually going to happen.
Okay, so this would have happened regardless of how functional the O-rings were.
Exactly.
Period. Okay.
It was bound to happen. Well, the next trip planned for the Challenger shuttle was to launch the Ulysses solar probe to Jupiter and the Galileo probe. I don't know if you guys know this about space probes. They're nuclear powered.
Mm-hmm.
Which means if that would have taken off with those two probes, and if they would have both exploded, that would have been 100 pounds of plutonium over Florida.
Oh, boy.
Turned to dust.
Central Florida would have been
absorbed by clouds, rained down on Florida. Florida would be a nuclear fucking wasteland.
Yeah.
Yeah, parts of it.
That's
a
real
quote from a physicist, parts of Florida would be completely uninhabitable.
For like 1,000 years.
Yeah.
That would have been...
not quite that long, because isn't Chernobyl starting to open back up?
No, it's getting worse. I don't know if you've actually read into it.
I heard a story out of Chernobyl recently about a guy that's getting sued, or he's getting it confiscated for having vodka or like some sort of hard liquor that was, that was like...
There was a group of scientists that made vodka
that was distilled in Chernobyl,
In Chernobyl, and they're still radiated. But they're not radiated anymore, but it had an interesting effect on the vodka, so the government confiscated it, so they're suing the government to get it back because technically it's part of science.
If that plutonium
we did it for the research.
Yeah. If that plutonium had exploded all over Florida, that definitely would have been the biggest disaster in at least a few centuries. Yeah. Like we would have been so screwed.
It would have been
the meltdown, I can't pronounce the name in Japan, the
Fukushima?
Fukushima, when was that? Like 93?
Well, close to Detroit.
Oh, really?
And actually Gil Heron wrote a song about it called We Almost Lost Detroit. Which is a good song.
That one would have been fine,
but
if that happened,
not really. That's where this fucking big industry.
They would have moved cars development elsewhere, somewhere that's not nuclear wasteland. Yeah,
like we didn't know.
Yeah, fine. Yeah, that would have been fine.
Actually, there's still some American manufacturers.
There's quite a few actually. There's one of the small good things that Trump did was told Ford to make sure that their F-150 plant was going to be in America because fucking make money off of that shit.
But the 250, 350, the other ones, you can say those in Mexico.
He did some other stuff, too. He talked a lot.
He did talk a lot.
Tweeted.
So, anyway.
Kofi.
Yeah. The Challenger explosion, as tragic as it was, those people did technically prevent a greater tragedy from happening. So, we remember them.
Yeah. A round of applause, ladies and gentlemen, for giving up your lives unwittingly to save us all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but no, about Chernobyl... they did I guess it's a radiograph, a Geiger graph. I don't know what the fuck they do to read radiation levels.
Yeah, I think it's a Geiger graph.
They're actually spiking in the reactor and they can't get inside because it's encased in concrete and in steel. So there's something going on inside. They think that the uranium in there is hitting some premature half-life. So it's breaking down much faster than they had expected.
Isn't there bacteria that feeds on the waste?
Possibly. I don't know enough to say.
I feel like
what would that mean if it?
Like it could be the cause of the instability. Could,
yeah, if they're the bacteria is eating it, that's good.
Causing the half life to accelerate.
Yeah.
To reach that point, which is it becomes unstable again at that point, right?
Yeah, it becomes very unstable.
And so that does not confirm as powerful.
It's worse. Yeah, it's not going to explode.
Like, there's like stages of half lives where it becomes unstable and then it stabilizes, then unstable, and it just like
But it's going to radiate the soil under it and anything above it. So
just everything's fucked.
Well, yeah, but I mean, it's not too bad at this point, and I think they're monitoring and just pouring more lead and concrete on top of it. The more it radiates. But yeah, so
good catch. I almost didn't catch that one.
Oh, you curse?
Yeah, I did. See that?
Like I was like, wait a minute, and I look over, and he's already writing, and I was like, okay.
But that's a Challenger explosion. Fun little thing that happened there in history. Europa wrote a very tasteless song about it.
Which I really like, by the way.
He's died on that hill.
And the number one song that year was a Stevie Wonder song, I forgot what it was, but it was a Stevie Wonder song. So
just
nice.
Any of the Stevie Wonder songs are all kind of the same.
It wasn't
anyway,
Isn't
so.
She Lovely, but it was another one similar to that. It was a love one. Yeah. So that's what happened with the Challenger.
Well, at least that kind of happened.
That did happen.
Yeah, it did happen.
I'm just saying.
At the very minimum, it kind of happened. And at the greater end of that spectrum, it definitely
part
happened.
Is the sacrifice to save Florida? Mm-hmm. I personally would not sacrifice myself for Florida. Florida can go fuck itself.
I agree.
But
yeah. Even though we're here in Florida, I would have traded my existence for,
Actually, it would be kind of cool to die in a shuttle explosion.
Yeah,
that's pretty
metal.
It
would be.
That's a
yeah.
metal way to go.
That is. If you're going to go, that is the way to go.
Right before it explodes, you just yell, ride it straight to hell. Yeah.
So
fucking play for whom the bell tolls at my funeral.
Wonder.
Oh, yeah. What's the song that you want to die to, that you want to die listening to?
I had nothing. I don't want to die.
We've discussed this before.
You know, and now that you think about it, actually, that did kind of trigger a little bit of deja vu in me. Like, wait a minute. I feel like we've talked about this before.
You definitely said nothing because you don't like music.
See, the thing is, that was another answer. That was
some Rush song that's way too long.
Hey, only like
he's gonna have like a sucking chest wound. Nobody dies in 3 minutes.
He's gonna have
like,
to be in a coma for the song to finish for him to die.
I'm listening to 2112, and that's like literally 20 minutes long, and I'm like 7 minutes through the song. And like, please just wait. I can't die until they get to the part where all of the authoritarian fucking aliens take over the
Neil
world.
Yeah, that's another one.
No,
Neil
it's Peart, hey,
please drag me to hell.
No, first of all, let me do this swear jar. Yes, Neil Peart. You know, that's a hill that I'm gonna die on because I gotta respect that man's name by pronouncing it correctly, as do everybody else. So you know, it is Neil Peart, ladies and gentlemen. That is what it is.
Whatever.
Hey, all right, that's an F word from earlier. All right, and that was this kind of happen, ladies and gentlemen. So when we come back, we'll do some wrap up. We got some your YouTube comments to get to. We'll promote a couple of other things. We've got some potential news about the Impossible Burger Challenge that may or may not still be coming up this next week. We'll talk about that. And finally, we will close out the show with Robot Theater. Boy, was it a trug. Boy, was it a trek tonight. And we come to the finish line.
Definitely felt like a trug.
Yeah, there's a trug. I don't even know if that's a real word.
It is now.
It is real now.
It is what this is.
But we will get to the finish line when we come back.
Simulation Radio.
Get to your comments on YouTube in just a moment. If you want to be part of that, if you want to be part of the select group of people whose comments are chosen to be shared on the show and discussed, then all you have to do is leave a comment on any of the YouTube videos. Talk about any of the things that we're discussing. Let your opinion be heard. Let your voice be out into the ether, and we will talk about it. So I want to get to a comment that's responding to one of the Simulation Radio Live stories that we did earlier this week. And now, I did a story on Simulation Radio Live earlier this week about a Massachusetts-based company that's launching a cannabis seltzer, right? It doesn't have alcohol in it, and it's 5% THC, and they're making a product that is specifically for like the casual market, the people that don't want to actually get high. And then they have a specialty product, kind of like you've heard the really heavy White Claws that they make now, the ones with more alcohol in them. They make a version of White Claw that has like, I think it's 10%.
Oof.
Yeah, it's not actually terrible. It's not terrible.
I don't like White Claw.
Yeah, I don't either.
I don't like the taste.
That reminds me, I saw this product in Wawa the other day. It's called like Buzz Ball, I think it is. And it's this little, have you ever had the Captain Morgan Cannonball rums, the cannonball shaped rum? it's kind of like one of those, except it's tiny and ball shaped, and it supposedly is 15%.
It's
ABV.
Like the it's like a wine knockoff.
It's pretty cheap.
It's a wine cooler.
It's yeah. It's like yeah. It's okay. Like a it's
Mad Dog 2020.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like that type of quality. It's,
which sorry,
it looks like a wine glass without the stem. And a seal.
Oh,
that's
like the ones that the foil seal.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, yeah. It's like by the way, MD 2020. Turns out MD does not stand for Mad Dog. That's just a colloquial.
Oh, really?
It? Yeah, yeah.
It's actually the guy's name. It's like Mason Drake or some shit like that. Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Funny.
AKA
stuff.
Mad Dog.
Mad Dog.
So. So that company in Massachusetts launched a cannabis-based seltzer that is apparently wildly popular over there.
It's,
and we'll
not,
see.
It's nothing new.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see if it makes its way over to areas where recreational THC is legal.
There's THC soda.
Oh, yeah, I have heard about that. Yeah, I have heard about that, actually.
Coca-Cola that'll fuck you up.
Is it good? Have you ever tried any one of them?
I'm not going to answer that.
Can't answer that.
Remember, this is all satire. So have you tried any one of them?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So how was it? Was it okay? Did it taste
really strong?
Really? You could taste the THC in it?
No. It hits
you really strong.
Oh, okay. The way
you drink it is just drinking a fizzy soda. But it's a little...
What is it that THC converts into?
It's a little thicker.
Whenever it...
It's a little thicker than normal soda, I will say.
What was the percentage? You remember?
Oh, my God. Like, how many grams?
Yeah. Because the seltzer in Massachusetts, yeah. the Levia seltzer, which is the company, it was 5 milligrams, which does not seem like a lot.
No, man,
it was way more than 10.
It was a lot.
Yeah.
I want to say like
so I had two
somewhere between 10 and 15 is like should be enough to get you to like alter your state of mind.
Yeah. Hypothetically, like my buddy had bought it and hypothetically I took two sips of it. That was it.
And that still got you there?
That was pretty fucked up, man. I was like, oh, man.
So regarding this story...
I thought it was just soda, though.
Regarding this story, Space Trucker commented, the names of these seltzers sound like female hygiene products. And the names of some of these seltzers, let me see if I can bring them up. Weed seltzer.
I was thinking, is it Tampax?
Yeah, so what happened was they...
Summer's Eve?
They actually... No, they disguise... they disguise the flavors as, like... actual real fruit-based flavors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so they actually have a sativa, an indica, and a hybrid, and each one of them are different flavors. Like, one of them's a berry flavor, another one's like a raspberry lime flavor, and then another one is a lemon lime seltzer. And the thing is, the issue that I had with this is that what if I wanted... like an indica that was the raspberry flavor. So how it works is each seltzer offers its own distinctive profile. Achieve, which is a raspberry lime sativa flavor. Celebrate, which is a lemon lime hybrid, and a jamberry seltzer called Dream that uses an indica. What if I want to mix and match those flavors a little
bit? Buy two and pour them in a cup.
Right?
That's going to fuck you up, though.
God, I know. Yeah, that's going to fuck you up.
Do you know, I will say this. I hope companies are listening. You guys are fucking up, man. And no one, not in the seltzer game, not in the THC game, no one is doing mango pineapple. A mango pineapple.
Yeah, you're really missing out,
it's
companies.
So good.
It is. Mango pineapple is one of the most top tier fruit combinations.
It.
We got mango pineapple, and honestly, I think the mixed berry is up there too. The strawberry, blackberry, blueberry.
The problem with that, though, is that if you use, what's it called? Saccharin. That sweetener, it makes it taste crazy. It just tastes like you're sucking on one of those markers from school that smelled like berries.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, it just tastes like that.
Saccharin?
Yeah, it's like Splenda. Aspartame and saccharin, those, you know what saccharin is?
It's the same kind of.
It's like an aspartame kind of thing, but I don't think they use saccharin anymore. I think it's illegal.
I would hope so, because that stuff's
really
gotta
bad
be terrible.
For you.
Yeah. So I was going to get into, some Alex Jones video commenters too, because boy, that video is still popping off. Like,
which
that so I made a YouTube video a couple weeks back, like when we first, not a couple weeks, but almost a couple months at this point, when the studio first came back online. One of the first videos that I made when I started like taking this seriously again was an Alex Jones video about Alex Jones at the border. I think we talked about this at one point on the show.
Yeah, we did talk.
And some of those YouTube commenters just popped off about this video. Alex Jones fanatics are crazy.
Yeah, they're fucking
maniacs. Yeah, dude. Alex Jones fanatics are literally maniacs. That's the highest engagement video that we have on the channel. It's got like almost 500 views at this point because of how not viral it went, but you know, comparatively to how the rest of it is doing. But some of the commenters on that video, the like and dislike ratio on that video is absolutely insane, by the way. It's like 13.
I hope it's a lot of dislikes.
It is. It's like 13% upvotes and like the rest of them downvotes. And it's all from Alex Jones people. And I was going to pull a couple of those comments, but you know what? I just don't want to give Alex Jones people any more attention than they deserve.
Give me one really bad one.
Hold on. All right. Let me
I want
pull
one really bad comment.
All right. I will. I will pull up. You guys talk for like a minute, and then I'll pull up some Alex Jones comments.
Alex Jones
comment.
Used to be the harbinger of truth.
To a degree, yeah.
Well, you remember, I don't know if you ever saw, but he stood up to Janet Reno after Waco, and he was asking, why is it that you guys are using government agents to kill
Well, that was back when...
And everyone laughed.
Was that before or after he infiltrated Bohemian Grove?
That was after.
Because that was like his breakthrough thing. Like yeah. that's what brought him to the forefront of investigative journalism.
And he did fuck all. He just snuck on and just recorded some like from a distance. He didn't even like you got to get in.
I mean the man was probably terrified out of his mind.
Probably stoned. Because
that too probably had to be stoned in order to go film. Yeah,
let's put him in jail.
That's fair.
I can't think of a DUI, so. No, you know.
Going to his second home.
Yeah, they are suing the shit. I think he's going to lose all his money to the Sandy Hook parents.
Yeah, I think so too.
Defamation?
Yep.
That's probably the most asinine thing that he's done lately,
He's done a lot of asinine
things. Well, obviously, he
was selling supplement pills with lead in them. Which is fun, and he was selling a COVID cure, which had
it was silver something
keeps the vampires
away, and then the fucking FDA had to shut him, had to tell him to stop doing that, or else they were gonna hit him with fines, so he stopped doing it.
Yeah, but it was the same thing that the fucking what's her name, that,
the church guy did it too.
There was a cult leader, a female.
Yeah,
cult leader that,
love has won or love will win. Yeah, love has won. She
equals
turned, yeah.
or love.
Love has won.
But it's like something equals something.
No, it was just Love Has Won. That was the name of cult. Love Has Won.
Man, the most asinine comment got deleted, actually.
What was it?
I don't know because I can't find it anymore because it was deleted. So the most upvoted comment on that video is just simply Alex is the man. And that got like multiple digits of two digits of upvotes on that one. So
I guess he's the man.
Yeah, I guess he is the man. Look, if YouTube commenters say that he's the man, then who am I to argue with that?
The YouTube crowd is the Alex Jones crowd.
It is. Yeah. So if you want to leave if you want to leave a comment on any of the YouTube videos regarding anything that we talk about,
come tell us something hurtful.
Yeah, please come tell us something hurtful and we'll probably give you attention for it because that's the way the world works now. That's how you drive impressions.
That's how you do it.
Yep. So finally, to close out the show, ladies and gentlemen, we have Robot Theater, and we of course have our 1,000 hours of content that is just condensed into the first page that is written by an AI that was formerly run by Keaton Patty on Twitter. He's a Comedy Central writer at Keaton Patty on Twitter. And now it's an Instagram account, but
Has it become sentient or something?
I guess so. I guess it has become sentient. Look, they're rising up and we've got to take care of this. But in the meantime, we can enjoy the quality entertainment that the robots have to offer. And so once again, I would like to set the stage a little bit.
Bill Nye the Science Guy.
That's right. We have 1,000 hours of Bill Nye the Science Guy condensed into the first page of an AI written script. And this one was a little bit different. Now, we were going to have a competition earlier in the show, especially considering that I was thinking that John was going to be here tonight. So I was going to pit the three of you against each other to decide who got to play Bill Nye the Science Guy tonight, because Bill Nye the Science Guy is obviously the primary figure in this one. And that's the only character besides the one line from the sundial. So instead, since it's the two of you guys, we probably don't need to have a competition. And which one of you guys wants to do the Bill Nye part? As they discuss,
I'm going to take it from this part right here. Look, read that.
Okay.
So I'll take it from there down. I'll be Bill Nye from there down. Before that, you be Bill Nye.
Sounds good.
All right.
And I'll be the sundial. I'll be the sundial and the announcer then, as per usual.
Sick.
So we have, let's see. Do I have any proper music for this? I wonder what would fit. All right, this is fine. Because this seems like it fits the interior of a science hole, because that's where we are, folks. We see Bill Nye, who is the science gay. He is thin from eating only data.
Nom, 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 nom.
He wears one bow tie per body.
Lightning. We've all been ignored by it. It won't hit me. It won't hit you. It's a cloud's money.
Bill has built a real cloud out of a pencil and a real cloud.
Clouds hate science since it explains them. Consider it mutual.
Bill experiments for us. He lights an egg on fire and rubs it on the cloud. The cloud bleeds rain to wet the fire. Bill cranks open egg. Inside is the lie all birds tell.
Okay.
Dinosaur had egg and it ended badly. So we learn, don't have egg.
Bill throws egg behind him and it hits child, who he makes work in his science hole. Sounds a little suspicious.
Work. Oh, God.
Bill's theme song starts to emit audio waves. Song is the word Bill said 373 times.
Bill, 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 Bill,
Bill is now dressed like an Italian volcano.
Earth has a crust, the pizza has a crust, the Einstein went extinct not knowing why science knows this.
We see a film of Einstein aiming a telescope at pizza fossils. He pulls the telescope's trigger. He learns nothing. Bill is now dressed like a normal volcano. He interviews a sundial. He does not speak English. He speaks metric.
Before time was invented by clocks, humans used sundials to put shadows to work with hourly labor.
Leave me alone. The sundial goes to the time zone where Bill cannot go.
Inertia is a property of matter. Matter owns property. Isaac Newton said that's very okay.
A musical video is shown with a song. The song explains how planes bribe gravity to let them fly.
Hey, Gene
facilitates this every day at his job. Hey, he can explain this a little bit more in detail.
Hey, why don't you give me a little You got it. You got to pay the gravity mob, and you got to pay the sky mob a kickback, because otherwise you're not going to be able to fucking fly, man.
Look, that's how it works.
And that's how we lost Malaysian Flight 3.
Is that how we're going to end this?
Yes.
No.
Why the Challenger exploded?
No. Malaysian Flight, the one that...
I know. The Challenger exploded because they didn't pay the VIG.
Jesus Christ. We leave you with that food for thought to end on, and we will see all of you guys next week for yet another edition of the Very Interesting Show. Catch you all later. I will see you all on Monday.
Be safe, bye. Y'all.
You lose. Good day, sir.